From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. A draft budget for the University of Missouri next year includes eliminating 328 full-time positions, of which over half are currently filled. A memo from Interim Chancellor Garnett Stokes released Friday says the draft budget calls for eliminating over $50 million in recurring and one-time costs. The Columbia Missourian reports the filled positions that might be eliminated primarily include layoffs, and a smaller percentage of the positions will be retirements, people who won't have contracts renewed, and voluntary separations. Stokes' memo says the university can't meet budget reduction goals without cutting jobs. Missouri System President Mun Choi plans to review the budget proposals from the system's four campuses with administrators during the next 2 weeks. The budget process is expected to be completed by June 2nd. Missouri school districts are looking forward to the possibility of more funding for early childhood education next year. Lawmakers this year, for the first time in recent memory, hit their self-imposed target for school funding at a roughly $3.4 billion. That triggers a law that requires the state to spend more next year on pre-K education. It's a move that Republicans have lauded as a monumental step, but some educators and lawmakers question whether the state can afford it. The program could cost nearly $68 million if all districts take advantage. Some lawmakers worry that the increased cost could put a strain on already depleted state revenues. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has named a longtime banker as the acting director of the state's Division of Financial Institutions. The governor announced in a news release Friday that Lee Keith will be the state's new finance director. Keith was the former president of Gold Bank in St. Joseph, Missouri, and also led banks in Sullivan, Springfield, and Columbia. Keith's appointment will be subject to Senate confirmation. Greitens said in a written statement, quote, "Lee has been a fierce advocate for small towns. He's done multiple bank turnarounds. His experience is unmatched." Missouri is asking a federal appellate court to put on hold a judge's order blocking the state's abortion-restricting rules, insisting the requirements are justified. The state's challenge last week to the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals came a day after U.S. District Judge Howard Sachs refused to delay enforcing the preliminary injunction he issued last month in favor of Planned Parenthood affiliates with Missouri health centers. The restrictions have required doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals and that clinics meet hospital-like standards for outpatient surgery. A Planned Parenthood center in St. Louis is the only licensed abortion provider in the state, partly because of the restrictions. Planned Parenthood has said its sites in Kansas City, Columbia, Joplin, and Springfield would provide abortions without the restrictions. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.